Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog Markets are called fully steady to higher today amid reports of tightened supplies and good buying interest from packers for early week delivery. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $42.50 to $46.50. Peoria called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $42.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,668. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $56.50 to $67. The weighted average, $63.82, a gain of 89 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.77 to $53.20, and the weighted average was $50.79. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,735, the base price range $56.50 to $67.50, the weighted average $64.27, a gain of $1.12 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.06 to $53.25, and the weighted average was $50.10.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, those planters should get rolling this week, I would think.
Well, I think there will actually be some open weather. So for those fields that did not get too much rain over the weekend, it won't be long now before we will see planting take place. Now, rainfall totals, I think, were a little bit higher to the south and east. Here at WILL, we only picked up about a third of an inch of rain over the weekend. Of course, last week, we also picked up some rain that totaled up about two-thirds of an inch. So for the past full week, we've had an inch thereabouts here at WILL. Of course, some places have gotten a lot more. Some have gotten a bit less. But what we do have right now is a drier weather pattern for this week. We're also going to have warmer weather today and tomorrow, so that should boost soil temperatures a little bit. Now, a little bit of cool air will come in on northeast winds Wednesday and Thursday, knocking temperatures back to a little bit below average, but certainly not anywhere near down to the levels that we had last week. We're looking at high temperatures in the 50s here, not 30s and 40s, but that's in the offing for Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And then it appears we'll start to warm up again as we get into the weekend and next week. So starting on Friday, we'll probably have temperatures getting into the 60s around here, some 70s south, and we'll be seeing some 70-degree high temperatures this weekend. And between now and Sunday, it looks like rainfall around Illinois and Indiana is going to be very limited and limited to just Tuesday night into Wednesday morning for most of the area. And that would also include Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky, much of Kentucky. Most of the Corn Belt is going to be missed by any significant rainfall this week, just some scattered showers. Now, a little more potent system will go through the Delta Tuesday night into Wednesday and into the southeast on Wednesday, so a little more rain down south. Now, as far as the weather pattern as we go into the weekend and next week, there will be a change to a more active weather pattern, which means there could be some delays due to locally heavy rainfall. I think that will start to set up this weekend out in the Plain States, but should hold off until we get to Sunday night or Monday before we start to be concerned with some rain across Illinois and Indiana. So it does appear that we are going to be having several days in a row with net drying, which is good for getting into some of the fields. Now, once we get into next week, then we get into a more active weather pattern, and scattered showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rainfall is possible next week. So any planning not complete by then may be delayed for a while. Of course, this is still early in the planting season. We're still in April, mid-April at this point. So there's still plenty of time, but there will be, I think, an increase in rainfall next week. Now, in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, there will be warm weather today, but there will be some cloudiness and showers moving into the hard red belt tomorrow. And it looks like the bulk of the rain will go from northern Colorado and eastern Oklahoma in that area. That's where most of the rain is going to be falling. And so some showers out that way. But it does look like they're going to have more decent weather than in the last couple of weeks. And in the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, they're going to have some wet weather through this weekend. So that does mean that planting is not going to really be getting underway. Of course, it typically doesn't begin this early. So lack of field work there, but it shouldn't be a big concern just yet. In fact, that will be helping get the soil moisture a little bit more boosted going into the planting season here. But the Northern Plains are going to be getting some rain, and the Delta and Southeast will be getting some rain here. So that'll be good for crops already in the ground, but not so good for field work. That's a look at growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 4.96, up a quarter last trade, up 1 1/4. July, 4.94 and a quarter, down 2 1/4 last trade, down 3 1/2. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.75 3/4, down 2 3/4 last trade, down 3 3/4. July, 4.89, down 1 last trade, down 1 1/2. May corn opened at 3.66 1/2, down 2 1/2 last trade, down 6 1/4. July, 3.78 down 3 1/2 last trade, down 6. December, 3.92 down 3 last trade, down 6. March, 4.03 down 1 3/4 last trade, down 3/4. July, 2008, 4.12 1/4 down 3 3/4 last trade, down 1. May beans opened at 7.33 1/4, down 4 3/4, last trade down 5 1/4. July, 7.48 3/4, down 6 1/4, last trade down 5. November, 7.79 3/4, down 4, last trade down 4 3/4. May soybean meal opened at 198.70, down 60, last trade down $1. May soybean oil opened at 32.92, down 5, last trade up 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like if this little weather system, this light weather system come midweek doesn't produce much of anything, I would think those planters are going to be pretty doggone aggressive come Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, you know, the perception is we're behind, so certainly they're going to get out and get with it. Normally, we have 10% of the crop planted tonight. The average guesses that I'm seeing are anywhere from 5 to 6, 5 to 8. So we're going to be behind tonight. We know that. That's not going to be a big surprise if we get it. So I think everybody's looking forward at the weather. And I was actually a little surprised that we were down as hard as we were last night after the forecast that I saw last night still leans towards a semi-wet pattern, particularly in the west and the north as we get into next weekend. But you're right. I mean, if planters start rolling, it's going to have a tendency to draw things back. And it is still only the 15th of April. But if this wet pattern continues, everybody's going to certainly get fired up. I tend to think on the day, Dave, we start down 4, 5, 6 cents here early on because we did go down 8 last night, rallied back to only down about 2 cents, and then flipped a little bit going into the close. But I tend to think people will buy the lower money here this morning. The locals at least will come back in and try and see if they can push it back up. I'm not sure I'm in a real selling mode here. We've got South Korea out here coming in to look for roughly 500,000 tons. I think it's 495,000 tons of corn. On a U.S. tender, that should be semi-helpful. In beans, you had the crush report out at 140, but roughly 148 million bushels, which was 3 to 4 million more than what the trade was anticipating. So I think you've got a couple of things that are somewhat supportive to the trade out here, and we probably end up seeing this thing bounce back just a little bit, along with the fact that beans are so oversold right now. They've been down, I believe, 7 out of the last 8 sessions. Wheat, of course, I think everybody will look at the condition reports tonight. They're expecting at least a mild decline in the conditions. If we're down really hard, it probably brings a little bit more support back to the wheat market.
So the call's in the beans and the wheat then?
I would say in the wheat, you're probably 2 to 4 lower. In the beans, I'm going with, I think, 3 to 5 lower to get started. And there again, I'm looking for them to turn any day. I'm not in a real rush to step out and sell new crop beans today.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. Brian, of course, joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.